Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
This is Sherm Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Sherm Global Radio, everybody. Ahalya here, keeping you company as we dive into another buzzing dialogue from the world of HR, leadership and business growth. Now, let me ask you this. What if the next big leap in your organization's growth doesn't come from strategy or scale, but actually from how you support your managers? Because in 2025, leadership isn't just about driving results. It's about building resilience, trust, and a culture where people can do their best work, especially in uncertain times. So in today's episode, we're exploring how the role of a leader is being redefined and how HR is stepping up to shape the managers of tomorrow. From human-centric design to AI-driven learning, this is Leadership Evolved. It's plain and simple. The role of managers is being rewritten. Classic command and control leadership is making a dignified exit in favor of something more responsive. Today's managers aren't just responsible for hitting targets. They're expected to build cohesion across time zones, navigate emotional complexity, and foster inclusion. So it's essentially glorious civilization building in your regular 9-to-5. Go ahead, add that in row 64 in the project tracker. And in this context, it's no surprise that manager development is the number one priority for HR leaders in 2025, according to Gartner. The modern manager is a communicator, a coach, and the glue holding hybrid teams together. Talk about straddling different responsibilities, eh? But how many are truly prepared for this? You know, many feel under-supported for the scale of what's expected. And that gap between what we ask and how we prepare is now center stage. As it stands, human-centric leadership is the new North Star. Being a manager today isn't just about output. The most effective leaders show up with empathy, create space for real conversations, and understand that behind every KPI is a person. And I think it's safe to say that this shift has been a long time coming and a welcome change. With hybrid work and growing stress, organizations are learning that good leadership is about people, not just processes. And development is changing too. We're seeing tailored learning paths based on real challenges, peer circles for shared learning and support, one-on-one coaching to build emotional intelligence, and tools that make learning a part of everyday work. It's about helping managers lead as people, not just professionals. And the result? Well, teams that feel heard, cultures that evolve, and organizations that grow from the inside out. That's a great business trifecta if I've ever heard one. And it's interesting because we've also seen the rise of what you'd call the connector manager. Some leaders don't speak the loudest, but people trust them because they know how to bring others together, right? Bring the team together. Now, these are who you would refer to as connector managers. They know when to say, let's bring in someone who's solved this before, or this isn't just mine to fix. Their strength isn't in knowing everything. It's in knowing who can contribute and making space for them to do so. And don't be mistaken, it is not a personality trait. It is a skill, one that more organizations are helping managers build with simple frameworks for collaborative thinking, tools to map relationships across teams, and nudges that reinforce connection over control. Sure, knowledge is power, but sharing it, now that is leadership. And how could we possibly have a conversation about the evolving nature of leadership without talking about technology's role in all of it? And rest assured that in this context, technology is an enabler, not a substitute. it is playing a growing role in leadership development, but not to replace the human touch. The smartest organizations use tech to support leaders, not shape them. You've probably seen it. A nudge to check in with a teammate, a quick AI-powered tip before a meeting, a five-minute video on handling a tough conversation. You know, these tools aren't replacing your instincts, right? They cannot. They're helping you sharpen them. Less beating around the bush, more cut to the chase. But what they can't do is show real care. Technology and AI tools can't notice when someone's having a tough day or catch that hesitation in someone's voice or say, take your time, I'm here when you're ready. That, leaders and managers, is still your job. And honestly, that's where the real leadership happens, right? So yeah, tech is powerful, but it works best when it stays in the background, quietly supporting the human side of leadership. The listening, the empathy, the honest conversations, you know, that is the good stuff. And while it may seem tedious, it's actually what makes us human and what we bring to the table that AI cannot replicate. And another point of note, when used well, technology frees up managers to spend less time on admin and more time being the kind of leader people remember. No algorithm can replace what it feels like to be understood by another person. Well, not yet, anyway. And you know, the change in definition of what a leader means has also led to a change in how good leadership is evaluated or measured. Metrics are being rethought. Because leadership development used to be about completion rates. Now, it's about what's changed. So questions sound like, are team conversations deeper? Do people feel safe speaking up? Is trust growing? Some companies track feedback, coaching habits, and growth conversations. But not everything can be measured. Sometimes the best signs are subtle. A quiet voice finally heard, a small gesture of support, a reason to stay. Of course, metrics matter, but the ones that matter most are the ones that reflect human impact, the kind people remember, not just record. Now, of course, all of this change isn't easy. Change hardly ever is. And there are challenges to keep in mind. Managers are busy managing several moving parts. Development can feel like another task unless it's woven into the everyday. And that's where small prompts, real-time learning, and quick coaching moments make all the difference. There's also the challenge of consistency. In large teams, leadership looks different everywhere. HR's job is to create a shared vision that still leaves room for context. And, you know, not every manager is ready for this shift. And that's okay. Growth takes time. But once they experience the impact, it's safe to say that most leaders don't want to lead any other way. As we arrive at the end of the episode, I just want to leave you with this thought. Leadership in 2025 isn't about having all the answers. It's about being real, building trust, and making space for others to thrive. When we support managers to lead with empathy and clarity, teams just do better. There's no two ways about it. And as a result, so do organizations. So I hope you enjoyed that deep dive into the changing nature of leadership and leadership development in 2025. Thank you so much for tuning into SHRM Global Radio. Until next time, lead with intention. This is Mia Halia signing off.
This is SHRM Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.